Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the son of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples. Simon Peter said, "I will go fishing." And they said, "We will go with you." They went out and got into the boat. That night they caught nothing. Just after daybreak, Jesus stood on the shore. But the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, do you have any fish?" They answered him, "No." He said to them, "Cast the net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some." So they cast it, and now they were not able to haul it in because there were so many fish. That disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on some clothes, for he was naked, and jumped into the sea. But the other disciples came in a boat, dragging the net full of fish, for they were not far from the land, only about 100 yards off. When they had gone ashore, they saw a charcoal fire there, with fish on it and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish you have just caught." So Simon Peter went aboard and hauled the net ashore, full of large fish, 153 of them. And though there were so many fish, the net did not break. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." Now none of the disciples dared ask him, "Who are you?" because they knew it was the Lord. Jesus came and took the bread and gave it to them, and did the same with the fish. This was now the third time that Jesus appeared to his disciples after he was raised from the dead. This morning's gospel is not as shown up there. It was a little bit of a switch. Last week we read the last part of the chapter 21 of John's gospel. But the important thing for each of us to realize is that this gospel reading, the whole chapter 21, is full of many miraculous things which wrap up the teaching that Jesus came to teach. He was getting ready to go back to heaven, to ascend. This coming Thursday is Ascension Thursday. So we're coming to the end of the Paschal celebration. And at this time, we need to reflect on the fact that we have been taught throughout this Paschal season about the importance of baptism in our lives. And today is very fitting. We celebrate the baptism of 4 new members to our church, 2 adults and 2 infants. And we give thanks to God for this. But also, as I've said before, the readings are chosen to help acquaint us with what we need to know to be all that we can be. To fully develop as human beings, we need to understand that these readings are important to us. And the big thing that we need to understand is that a lot of people read the Bible very religiously, but yet they misunderstand what it's all about. In the story in the book of Acts, where the Ethiopian eunuch was traveling along, St. Philip came and asked him if he knew what he read, and he said, "How could I, unless somebody explains it to me?" So that's why it's important for us to understand the meaning of what is in the Bible. Now, a lot of people get caught up on what I just read about the 153 fish. Why does the gospel explain 153? It just could have said there were a lot of large fish. But when we think about it, fish 10 to 20 pounds apiece, 153 of them, that's almost a ton of fish. And yet the net was not broken. So this in itself is truly a miracle. But the number 153 is one of those special numbers that has a lot of mathematical significance. A lot of people attach all kinds of bizarre interpretations to this gospel reading. Because 153, if we sum up the numbers, the individual digits, it equals 9. But as you look at the individual digits of that number 153, there's all sorts of other interesting mathematical things you can do with it. But the real point is that it is a big number that shows what can be done when 7 people, that is the 7 disciples that were in the boat, listen to what God is telling them. Jesus commanded them to cast their net on the other side of the boat. They've been trying on one side all night long. We might wonder, you know, why would it matter to go to the other side? The point is that that's what Jesus told them to do, and they followed what he told them to do. So that is what we need to understand. We need to do what God tells us to do. We need to follow his will in all things. That's what we pray, our Father who art in heaven. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So in this gospel reading this morning, it is very important for us to see that when the disciples did what they were told to do, when they rose to the occasion of following God's will as explained to them, they were successful in a big catch of fish. And so God expects us also to use the net of the love that he has showered upon us to draw in many fish, to draw many people into his church, to draw them in to glorify God, that all people may come to the knowledge of the truth. God has shared with us. We have received freely. We need to freely give. We need to freely share with other people, that in all things we may glorify God. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to ages of ages. Amen.